I don't have Brian. What is? Oh, never mind. I'll send
if,
it to
if, if you send it to me, if you send it to me,
I have,
I'll send
I have
it.
It going right here.
Just please send it to me, though.
Yeah, I have it right here.
All right. Well then, we still don't have the cash flow.
Did we pass the motion to postpone?
Is there any objection to the motion to postpone?
I thought it was to table.
Well, it's postponed to the next meeting. Okay, so hearing no objection, this issue is postponed till the next meeting. And hopefully we will know whether it's a real issue or not.
Great.
Okay, so then... have you sent it to me?
Here we go.
Well, in the meantime, I could ask people about their project, their progress developing budget.
Yay!
Okay, you sound instead. We sound like we have an enthusiastic budget
here. Well, because that comes from KPFT. They're the ones who submitted their budget.
Yay!
Okay, Albert. Can you tell us where we stand with that?
Yes, sir. Let me take the lead on this one right quick. We have, at KPFT, we went ahead and were able to have a preliminary budget that was submitted or that was made available to the board of directors at our June meeting and was promptly referred to the local finance committee. On our local finance committee on the 25th of June reviewed the budget along with input from our general manager, and we unanimously adopted the proposed draft, if we may continue calling it that it was within the scope of the local finance committee, and we voted to send it by June 30th to the national office, the CFO at the national office, and to refer it to the local station board for action. And we're expecting to take action on our budget by our meeting on the 15th of July, next Wednesday, a week from tomorrow. There have been minor changes as we've moved from reviewing the budget by the local finance committee on the 25th of June through even as we speak today. Our business manager and Efren have been hammering out that new template and trying to accommodate it to our needs and different small modifications, mostly in income, have been happening since our June 25th meeting, and I think we pretty much have it almost down to where we want to have it, and I'm sure that by the 15th of July, our board of directors are going to act on it, and therefore, by July 30th, as per the schedule, we will be able to refer it to the National Finance Committee for us to review at our pleasure. And that's where we're at with our budget. And it's looking pretty good from where I sit.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, congratulations to the good people at KPFT for...
Especially our business manager, who's been hitting it with a hammer. Markeisha Van Sant, she's been kind of hitting at it and whittling in and whittling it out and punching numbers and... You know, getting it to us for it to be as accurate as possible.
Okay, let's see, folks. I just got the cash flow here, so I'm going to forward it to everybody who's not on the initial original list.
Actually, I got it too.
Yeah, some of you should have gotten
it separately.
The names I had in my.
Yeah, I'll deal with that. I'm going to send it to the people who don't have it. Okay. All right. So.
Got it!
There we go.
Let's see.
Because your name is my address book.
Okay.
I'm honored.
Of course you are. Okay,
so I'm
just sending it tonight, Jamie?
I just sent it to Rhonda and Brian, who were not on the original CC list here. So that should be everybody here.
It was
just sent 9:42 p.m. our time.
Okay, I've got 9:42 from LaVon.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, well, let's see. What should we do, people? We don't have too much time left.
I'm going to forward this to the list, too, by the way, just for the record.
Sure. In our open session here, I guess we started on budget. Are there any other quick budget updates that we should go through? I would like to spend some time on the cash flow document.
Can we just set a time for next meeting? Jamie, you're going to send out a memo about what the time frame is for the budgets, right?
Well, the time frame's already been set about two months ago, Brian.
Oh, I know that. I'm just saying a reminder never hurts.
Well, perhaps what people can do, perhaps the treasurers can email me can email me where they're at with the budget. We can deal with that way, and then we can look at the cash flow now.
This is, okay.
Yes?
Yeah, I had in the budget. Are we on the budget item now? No.
We're trying to decide what to do next because we just got the cash flow now. Now, I remember that you had your two items with regard to budgets, Grace, which I guess we should look at now.
Request the chair
send out notice to get budgets out quickly, and requested budgets include upgrade for Arbitron.
Yes.
Which we did, Jamie, at KPFT. We upgraded Arbitron line item.
And how much is that item, the upgrade, like...
Okay, currently.
The upgrade?
Okay, I'll explain this briefly. Currently, each station has to pay $2,300 a quarter for the current level of Arbitron reporting. The next level is $4,600 a quarter, which is double what the cost is now. However, it's needed by each station because that's the only way to get the hour by hour listenership, and to do program evaluations. Many of our shows are only 1 hour a week. In order to do proper program evaluation, we need that next level of Arbitron services, which is $4,600 a quarter.
And again, I'd like to point out that we...
It's about $10,000 per year more.
And again, we want to point out that we have included that new item for our budget at KPFT because we're fully aware that we need that information for us to continue doing a better job.
Okay. Yes. I don't believe we need a motion for this.
No.
Grace, can't you just request that these be requests to the managers that they include this?
Well, can't we just say that we recommend it as the Finance Committee?
3:30 for
them. I mean,
how are we going to improve income if we don't have a way to evaluate our programming?
I think it's something that we rely on recommendations of management about that. Meaning you, Grace.
Okay.
I don't think this should be a board action.
Can I make
all
a
right,
comment?
Yeah,
fine.
I don't want
to
do line by line mandates.
Jamie,
okay,
can I make?
That's fine. That's fine. I'll
Jamie,
just take, I'll just do it from my position as the.
Yeah, well, my impression was, and I might be wrong, but I kind of got the feeling relating to this small discussion here that our people here at KPFT were suggested that be done from the national office and that our general manager went ahead and adopted that concept. I'm sure that Grace probably mentioned it to Dwayne, and probably LaVarne went ahead and also made that recommendation, and we fully embraced it and adopted it. And I think it's a very good investment of our money, and I think that that we should do that all along the network.
Okay. Thank you.
Hello?
Are we still here?
Yes.
My question.
Jamie, are you still there?
I think his phone died.
I think Jamie's phone died or the dogs ate it.
There's something happened. It was like...
There he comes. He's back.
Hi, Jamie. I got cut off. Alberto, I missed your comment.
know that it seems like, quickly, Jamie, it seems like we heard about the new Arbitron line item, upping it for a better service through our manager here at the radio station. And it seemed like I gathered that both the CFO and the IED had kind of indicated that they would like to see that. And we used it, we embraced the concept, and we have added it to our budget, you know, having that better Arbitron rating system, because we felt that we really needed the information. So I guess that's what I basically said, that we had embraced it and we had upped our line item for Arbitron to get that new information, that because we wanted to have it on an hourly basis ourselves.
Okay, well, thanks. Okay, well, folks, why don't we move over to the cash flow? We do need to look at this document. So,
go for it.
I'm looking at, you should all have it now, the consolidated tab shows us with a balance of 785.
Which is about the same as the other, with BAI in there.
With BAI. Now I'm looking at BAI. Prior to this, there were questions about BAI, whether it had accurately included costs for salaries. This time it does seem to have the accurate salary and related, so perhaps the number is not as spongy as it was before. That would be a good thing.
Well, the last one was kind of like, excuse me, but it was kind of like a placeholder. We knew that the numbers were not quite correct, but we wanted to have them there. And you did one sheet without BAI at all, which was not correct. So now we have put BAI in there based on what Andrew Hardhead had sent to me, and with some adjustments by me also, since I get to do that now.
Okay, so that's good. No, but what I'm pointing out is that it seems like the BAI number is more solid than it was before.
She, Andrew, you know, she's put time in it, and it is. And then on our talking about fund drives, our fund drive goal is 450. So her income really didn't reflect that. So I did increase some of the income in, I think, in the month of August, because the fund drive was scheduled for July. But as R. Paul Martin is saying, you know, because of listener fatigue and because...
Right, I understand.
Okay.
Let's see, but why don't we go through here and look at the various surpluses. So end of the fiscal and consolidated, the surplus network-wide is 785.
Right.
Which looks like a more solid number than our last 700,000.
Excuse me, what
now, what's that?
Tell me exactly where you're looking.
On the consolidated tab, on line 172, column M, that's the cash balance at the end of September. For the entire network, it's 785.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I apologize, but was the discussion that there have been adjustments that have corrected some of the shortcomings that we saw?
Yes. Well, the shortcomings I recall, because it's my obsession, were at WBAI. The previous cash flow, the number for salary and related were not correct. But this current cash flow, they seem to be correct.
Right. It was kind of like a placeholder in order to try to get something in, but right. So this one,
an underestimate of 125 or 150,000, and this, there doesn't seem to be any underestimate, so.
Okay, what about for the elections? There was an underestimate of maybe 75 to 100 under for elections.
Okay.
Well, for the printing and the ballots and stuff, we raised it from the 75. We raised it, they have it at 100,000 for the printing and the ballots. So, You wanted us to, in fact, the election supervisor is here. So what is the question there?
We had it listed as like 130 or something, and he thought it would well exceed 200 for all costs, including the local election supervisors.
Et cetera.
Right.
Here we go. We have 186,300 for June through November, with 114,400 in the month of September.
Okay, so I think that's been increased.
Yes, and like I said, if you have questions about that, I can ask Les to come up.
Great.
Okay, if we could quickly go through this. So the consolidated surplus at the end of the year, cash is the amount of cash at the end of the year is 786. National office shows. Can you address this question, LaVarne? National office shows negative cash in the months of July, August, September, October?
And it's basically because we are not able to get, like with BAI, we can do central services wait a minute, let me see if this is my updated. I did update this. Because we're not able to get, the expenses, the central services, like the AI, I have it in, I don't have any in fiscal year 09, and in October and November, I do have central services based on listener support. So, we have some serious issues here that we will have to address.
Okay, and then I guess I don't understand what this means on the cash flow projection to have negative cash. Somehow I thought you couldn't have negative cash.
Well, you can't.
Okay.
You're borrowing. These numbers I'll have to rub a little bit more because, again, I don't have any central services for BAI, not until fiscal two. To 2010, and that's something that we'll have to support, that we have to seriously work on. We did put in a mail, one of the problems are the salaries, so that is, well, actually, he has all the other stuff in there.
So is this on the national office salaries?
At national office, we have a mail drop in, we have board meetings, we have that's going to be a huge issue unless the mail drive revenue is, I haven't really understated. I only have it at, you know, when the prior experience last in the December drive, they actually got that amount of money in 1 month. So when we get this out at the end of July, then we should, mid-July or so, not end of July, mid-August, we should actually have, That's very conservative. We should actually have more than that coming in.
Okay. So we'll keep this tabbed as an issue.
Can we clarify, this is your cash forecast without a repayment of the line of credit?
Without a what?
Without any repayment of the line of credit.
The repayment of the line of credit wouldn't be in the national office.
Anyway, I'd like to go through. I'd like to go through the various surpluses of the station before.
I just want to clarify what the assumption is here. You're showing 350,000 negative cash at the end of the fiscal year, and that's assuming the national office does not make any payment to repay the line of credit.
The national, it doesn't come from the national office.
Yes, Brian, you're correct. The line of credit comes from the station.
Thank you.
So, I mean, it would just flow through the national office to the station.
Okay, that's correct. Okay, anyway, I would really like to walk through the station to get this one thing done.
Yeah, this is right.
KPFA, at the end of September, shows a surplus of $639 in cash. Does that include the money that's now encumbered by the line of credit?
No, that's because our fund drive will be starting in September, and we'll have credit cards that month.
Okay, so this doesn't include that money that's now encumbered?
Yeah. I think the major donor forecasts on this cash flow, which show 270 between August and September, are probably optimistic. So I wouldn't count on all that money. But if you were to add the encumbered amount to the bottom, you'd be up over a million.
Okay. Okay. So that's one questionable assumption, or one assumption that could be examined further, is the donation.
We've just been coming in under budget year-to-date by quite a bit, so I wouldn't assume a huge catch-up.
Okay, and then so let's move along then to KPFK. People need to understand these things. The cash at KPFK at the end of the year is $6,000.
So yay!
Not very much.
Well, that's because they're also paying back their central services from the
previous
for the post.
Okay.
And then you're taking out postponed central services in June and July.
Oh, this is on line 111 and 112?
Right. 113 and 114 payments.
Yes.
Officially postponed. Then we're there, and see, that's what's happening with the national office. They're postponing central services some in August and September, and that's what impacts the national office also.
Okay. Are these those are central services from the current year or from the previous year?
That might be from the previous. Well, no, the ones that are the ones
current.
The payback, the negative lines on 113 and 114 are primarily from the prior year. But what they want to do on line 112 is to postpone part of the social services. If you go up there to line 106 and 107, and you look at 111 and 112.
Yeah, for August and September, they're the same, right?
Yeah.
So that means they're postponing payment of the current year's central services?
The current month.
Okay. Well, that's an important issue.
What they're going to do is they're paying it back next fiscal year, like in October when the funds come in.
Okay.
That's why this is a good chart to show the next 3 months out, because otherwise
Okay, folks on the call, I can hear there's something in the background, like radio or TV. If
I'm at my son's baseball game. This is Vonda Dixon from KPFK,
okay.
And I put the mute off so that I could hear, so that I could comment when you talked about KPFK. But I'm going to put mute back on.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Rhonda. Okay, then. Okay. Well, let me just make sure I understand this. So for June and July, previously postponed. Why is that a... that's subtracted from... I see why that
right.
is.
That's
and then the other one is added back in. Okay,
right.
I got you.
Exactly. Precisely.
Okay. All right. I understand that. Okay, then. So KPFK is both paying old central services, and in the next month, not paying current year central services.
we're a creature of the fund drive.
I understand. Okay, so it's enough to make anybody sick. No, sorry. The next station is WPFW, which, if we go to the bottom line there for September, they plan to end the fiscal year with $1,000 in the bank.
Yeah, I've called a couple of people, so we will see if we can scrub some of this stuff a little bit better.
Okay. Yeah, I should note to people this is quite a change because at the end of last fiscal, according to the audit, they had over $200,000 in the bank.
Well, that's cash.
Exactly.
And that's if you look at the revenue, that's what's happening with PFW.
That's the effect.
Mr. Chair, they spent
their surplus. Yes.
Mr. Chair, let me just comment that this is a demonstration of how hard it would be to get stations to repay the loan.
Right. They don't have the money.
Brian here.
Okay, Brian.
I just want to point out to folks that our lowest cash balance at the stations is not actually the end of the fiscal year. It's January for most stations, if you look at their 12-month cash flows.
Any
station that's basically showing they've broken even at the end of September, that should be a warning flag that they'll probably be in the hole by midwinter.
Right. Okay, so let's move on to KPFT just to get a quick snapshot of everybody.
Well, one thing I wanted to mention with regard to W. You're showing a constant, as I see it, payment of the central services.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I think that's something that needs to be considered when some other stations haven't been paying central services. And, I well understand that is the case. But, I don't think that it's fair to dog out WPFW when it is continually, struggling to pay central services to keep the network afloat.
Okay, thank you, Campbell. Okay, let's move on to KPFT quickly. Now, KPFT shows at the end of the year $219,000.
Yes.
Cash, which is pretty close to what you started the year.
Yes.
We had a sheet that showed, beginning month to month. Oh, there you are. Month to month change. Yes.
So
that's because the expenses are pretty well kept in check.
Yes.
Expenses are pretty well kept in check.
Okay. Then our last contestant here is WBAI.
Oh, is that all I'm going to get for KPFT, Mr. Chairman?
We have to go, Alberto. We're supposed to go to a closed session, and I would like some productive review of this document, which is a valuable document which we've been waiting for in the short time that we have.
That's okay, Jamie. That's okay.
Okay, now BAI, cash at the end of the year is $7,000. So that's interesting. Also, BAI shows a negative cash in July.
Well, that means that I haven't talked to Grace yet. We're going to have to I'll have to speak with Mr. Silverstein because Riddle set up that rent payment plan where we're paying we pay 2.5 months rent in June.
Right.
Half of June, May, and April, and I'm going to have to talk to Ricardo first, and then talk to Mr. Silverstein about July's rent payment.
Okay.
Because initially there was only 1 month of rent in July, and I added the other half month that needed to be added. And I might add that when I took the checks down in the month of June, I took it to the building manager, and he took the check and put it in his vest pocket. it was just kind of comical, but so we're paying that month and a half in July, and actually a double rent payment had been made in May. So I took that one out for June. Not rent, but the tower rental. So we realized that. So that's taken out. But, yeah, it's going to be tough making that with the month and a half. And the only thing, and the other things we're doing to address that is making sure, like doing a second and third mailing at this date on the prior fund drive. Not May, but the one, the January one.
And
so that's what we're
Lamarne,
doing. Get the money in. Yeah.
Are you current with the tower rental?
Oh, yeah. So, see, she paid 2 months in the month of May. We're current.
Okay.
So the check she drew up for June, we submitted it.
Can I ask about that?
Yeah.
To my understanding, we were 2 months behind on the tower rent. Have both months been made up?
It's made up. I had her check it. She had made like a double rent payment for last month, but it's made up. She went back
but one,
and did
one extra month. In April, we were 2 months in arrears. Has 1 month been made up or two for the tower rental? Well, anyway, that's something to check.
We owed 2 months in April. We owed April in the previous month.
Right.
So,
it's
okay.
The first of the month.
Levon says that we're current on the tower rental.
Andrew did the analysis, and she said, and I'll check it for you again, that we had a check made up, a second check for June.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so there you have it, folks. Of all our stations, BAI is going to have no money at the end of the year. PFW is no money. KPFK has no money. National Office has negative money. The only stations with money are KPFT and KPFA. And Pacifica Radio Archives has a small negative number.
Well, you might want to also consider who's paying, central services.
We are, Campbell. Don't worry. I don't discount PFW's continued payment of central services. It's just, talking about cash because, we're at the point where we don't have a lot.
And the other thing, when you get this cash flow, then basically, this would be this should be consistent with your budget. So this kind of like tells the tale in terms of where you are for the first 3 months of the fiscal year on a cash basis, but also in terms of what your budget will be looking like in terms of the majority of the expenses.
So, this is Brian.
I'm back. I was disconnected.
This is Brian. I know we have to move on to other things, but I actually feel like we've been getting stuck in the trees and not looking at the forest. I'm glad we finally have a consolidated cash flow with all the statements. It's somewhat terrifying, for instance, to look at the National Office, see a $350,000 cash shortfall on top of the $300,000 in debt that the National Office has, and to see that, at three of our stations, there's absolutely no margin of error on the cash. The kinds of things the National Office, not you guys, the National Office has done in the past, like delaying CPB disbursements or collecting central services early, is going to put those stations in the position of paying their bills if it's done again under these circumstances. There's no flexibility in this scenario. I really feel like we need to be having a conversation about where the cash comes from to run the network, because this is like, we're looking at doomsday this summer.
Or sooner,
Or sooner, right.
I'm looking at numbers, BAI's ending July, starting August with a negative $41,000.
With no payments of central services,
I'm just talking about, I know that the salary nut is larger than what we'll have at the beginning of September of '09. And then at the end of September, we have $7,600. And, that's a small fraction of what will be necessary to pay on the 15th of October. And, this is like, this is really serious stuff here. This is, I've been saying we're looking at possible insolvency for the end of the year, and we really are, and I don't have a magic wand either, but maybe we need to have more meetings or something and figure that out.
May I request that this conversation be taken up in executive session?
Thank you.
Okay.
One thing I'd like to inquire about, and I don't think it needs to be an executive session, this is Campbell Johnson, is that WPFW's community needs assessment will be coming in directly. When can we look forward to receiving our CPB money?
Great.
Yes. WPFW has been, will receive its CPB funding as soon as it sends to the national office documentation of that is required of your community advisory board meeting for this quarter, and that should be forthcoming soon.
I think the issue in terms of the funds that were held was with regard to the quarter ending April 30th.
Okay.
Am I correct on that?
You know, I would prefer to discuss this in closed session.
Well, I'm a little lost on why that would be. Why would that be in closed session?
Campbell, Grace understands well the requirements for closed session.
Yeah.
If we have to trust her. You know, it's kind of thing you can't say, well, I want to discuss in closed session because it involves some blah, 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 blah. You know, it's hard to explain. I would. If she's stated in good faith, she believes it's a executive session issue, and I think we should take her at her word. So, all right, folks. So we do have an executive session scheduled. I believe, you know, I agree with both Brian and R. Paul that we have a very serious problem here that we do not yet have a plan to address. However,
I just have to say I'm concerned that we haven't been acting like we have this problem. I mean, I look at the trend. National office monthly spending on salaries has doubled. It's gone up at an annualized rate of $360,000 over the past 6 months. I mean, this is something we can't sustain with the cash picture this paints for. I know the income statement looks good because you're accruing central service income from WBAI, but it's just not looking like that's going to come in at any point. Anytime.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, I can't hear it either.
I'm sorry.
Could you repeat that, please?
Well, I know the income statement for the national office looks like you should be breaking even because you're accruing the central service the WBAI owes you, but the reality of that money is not coming in, and the cash flow forecasts aren't showing the ability to pay that money at any time in the near future.
Mr. Chairman?
Can't spend like you've got it.
The other big part of this is the CPB funding that I asked a question about. So I where we show the 314 for that CPB funding. So that's
LaVon, where are you looking at? Which tab?
Line 112 for the national office.
Okay.
So you know there are questions about the revenue and where it is gone and why it's not reflected. Yeah, you know. Why it's not reflected on
Mr.
the other
Chairman.
Spot, but whatever, it should be in cash. So.
Okay, LaVon, I didn't catch what was the significance of that point. I
the 112, the one line 112, column K.
Yes. Is that number not correct?
Well, that number should be correct.
Okay.
And that's the number that has to be that will be released.
I see.
That is the money that will be released?
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, I hear you, Alberto. Okay, Alberto.
I just want to point out, especially to Brian. Brian, last year, right around August, maybe a little later than that, we adopted an overall budget for the seven units. And if I remember correctly, back then, the national office budget that got adopted had pretty much $600,000 worth of brackets in it at the end of the day. At the end of the day, Brian, and I think we're living, you know, we're moving true to our forecast. And I agree with you that you know, we're moving along, and but it's coming to fruition. It's coming to be a reality. You know, we're dealing with a problem that was in the making before this year, and we're just living with the results. We're just living with the results of the problems that were accumulated in the previous administration.
And the reason why it's not 600 and it's only like 350 is the fact that there was a mail drop that was done that was really successful. And if that hadn't happened, it would be much worse. And that was in the budget.
So
okay, well, thank you for pointing that out, Alberto. I had forgotten about that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, folks, why don't we, I suggest that we adjourn here and pick back up in the closed session. Do you all, does everybody have the phone number? Is there anybody that does not have the phone number?
When was that sent?
It was sent out this afternoon and previously. I sent it out this at 1:30
p.m.
This afternoon. Don't read the. It's the same number, but a different code. Don't say it.
I won't.
I just want to make sure you all have it. If you don't have it, I'll email it to you.